Welcome, everyone. You're listening to All Around Rotary Podcast, Episode 6 for the Rotary Year 2019-2020, December 20th, 2019. This runs about 8.5 minutes.
Rotaries and friends, I'm Erna Moraine, District 6000 Governor for the Rotary Year 2019-2020 that began this past July 1st. I want to thank all Rotarians and friends who have been listening and supporting our podcast this year. It's hard to believe that the holiday season is already here and our Rotary Year is half over. I hope that you enjoy the holiday spirit and, of course, wish that you and your families will have a wonderful holiday. For those who will travel near and far, we wish for open roads and safe travels. As we head into the new year and the second half of my term as governor, we thought it would be helpful to share with you some of the exciting plans we're making for our upcoming Festival 2020.
You're right, Erna. We're looking forward to welcoming Rotarians from across District 6000 to the Prairie Meadows Event Center in Altoona, Iowa, from June 25th through June 27th for an exciting and fun district-wide gathering. Now, just to be sure, Festival 2020 is what we're calling the annual district conference, right?
That's correct, Sean. This year, we are giving the annual conference a different spin by planning most of it over a two-day period that includes opportunities to take advantage of the many attractions in and around Prairie Meadows. We have exciting events planned. First, we will have a gavel passing that we hope can set a Guinness Book of World Record. Our District 65 Club presidents will hand over the gavel to the president-elect at the same time, and we want you to be part of it. Of course, we also hope that many members from each club will be there to support their officers and witness an event that will make it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Now, we'll also have a keynote luncheon speaker. Who will that be?
Sean, we're working on the plans about the keynote speaker. We have opportunities galore. Of course, there will be a speaker from Rotary International. Her name is Susie Howie. She's a wonderful, wonderful presenter, and you don't want to miss her presentation. There will be other speakers as well as we go along.
So, Erna, let's be sure and tell our listeners about this Rotary Game tournament that will take place during the festival.
Sure, Sean. The Rotary Game will be an opportunity for each club in the district to compete for a prize of several thousand dollars that can be used for any project the club chooses to use it on. This will be a tremendous opportunity for a club to truly benefit its community and have lots of fun doing it. We hope every club will play the Rotary Game between now and the festival to make sure they pick the strongest competitor to compete against all the other clubs in the district. The event will be held on Saturday morning.
Erna, what other activities are in planning for Festival 2020?
Many, many things, of course, but I will limit it to just one more. With all the daily bad news, it's refreshing to see all the good District 6000 Rotarians are doing in their communities, from building and maintaining recreation facilities, supporting youth projects, reading and working one-on-one in schools, and improving senior center facilities to operating food banks and supplying nutrition backpacks for school children to take home on weekends. Our members make a big difference. We hope that all our clubs and many of their members will join us on Friday noon for our celebration of the success in the fight against food insecurity. We will raise awareness and funds to help those who need an extra hand to meet their nutritional needs through our support of the Food Bank of Iowa, which supplies most of the local food pantries in Iowa.
Now, when will more details and registration information be available for Festival 2020?
Sean, we're working on the plans and details for the festival and are very close to finalizing it. January will be the month that we will launch our activities and hope that you will look at your social media and other and websites and register for the event.
Friends, that's a wrap on this episode of All Around Rotary. Feel free to let either District Governor Erna or myself know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that we can make this medium beneficial to our district and Rotary overall. And if you enjoy these podcasts, as we hope that you will, please share them on your club's website, Facebook page, or pass along to others who might enjoy them. Best wishes for a happy and safe holiday season, and thanks for listening. And as always, District Governor Erna and I look forward to seeing all of you around Rotary.